Okay, so hallucination. Got the $200 a month ChatGPT pro version. Been playing with it for a day. It's like I actually had a visual. It's like your mind as a Ferrari. If your mind could suddenly become a red Ferrari or a yellow Ferrari, whatevs. Red Ferrari. Can't get the yellow Ferrari. You look like a taxi cab. Red is the color of power. There's a reason why the ancient Spartans wore crimson red capes, not yellow capes. But anyways. And also, if you look at the color of blood, I was doing some rack pulls, right? I'm just warming up. And I accidentally ripped some of my skin. It's like this interesting, very, very deep, dark red, crimson color. And therefore, as a consequence, my personal theory on why we tend to think about, you know, like thinking about red as a bad thing. If you look at your stock portfolio or Bitcoin or what is, right? Number go up, it's green, it's good. Number go down, it's red, it's bad. Actually, the smart strategy, this is the Eric Kim financial monochrome strategy, is every time you have your phone and you want to check prices, right? My suggestion, switch it to monochrome mode before you check prices, because you're going to get the information that's good or bad, but less of the hormonal rush and the adrenaline spike that happens with colors. So colors are important. They signal a lot. Anyways, so hallucination. I think the reason why you could actually trust me or Eric Kim more so than the other peoples on the interwebs. Okay, facts, right? I don't drink alcohol. I quit drinking alcohol 15 years ago. Not because I'm a good person, but you know, I just don't like the way it makes me feel, and I would get hangovers. I'm 37 now, born in 88. I think I quit drinking alcohol when I was 25, 26. I think I remember I was in Dubai. Shout out to Mohammed and the team, right? At Go Photo Plus. GPP, the photo festival in Dubai, amazing, okay? And I think I just had a few drinks or something, right? And I tried everything, so I tried the red one, the white one, all the spirit, whatever, right? And then I did that whole sleep tracker thing on the phone, put on your bed, right? And actually I found out for myself at least, anytime I drank alcohol, it would totally ruin my sleep. So as a consequence, I just stopped drinking, and yeah, I feel much better, and I'm saving money and just put that money into Bitcoins, right? Second thing, I don't smoke the marijuanas. I think I only smoked weed twice in my life. Once when I was in Berkeley, when I was 25, and it was kind of funny, right? I started I was taking a shower, I remember, and I'm high for the first time, and the water droplets coming out of the shower head were kind of like ASCII art, but in the Matrix colorful form. It was pretty funny. And the second time I tried it, a month later, it just it didn't really do anything. I'm like, this is not fun, so I just stopped. And honestly, the reason, the whole time, I've always been super anti-weed because it makes you fat and lazy and kind of makes you stupid. A bunch of my friends in high school got really into smoking weed, and it just kind of made them dumb and fat. So I was not for me, right? And also my dad was a serious chain smoker, and I've always hated smoking cigarettes with a passion. And to me, to smoke a marijuana thing, vaporizer, whatever, right? It's the same thing. So aesthetically and ethically, I don't like it, so I don't do it. Also, I've never tried a pill in my life. I don't even take painkillers. If I have a migraine or a headache or something, right? The number one step is just lie your ass down and sleep or take a nap. Also, other things that's fun. My bedtime is like 6:30 p.m. now because Seneca super early to go to school. And I wake up like pretty early naturally, like, I mean, sometimes it's super early, like 2:30 a.m., 3:30 a.m., 4, whatever, right? But regardless, like, I try to clock in my 8 to 12 hours of sleep a night. And I only drink coffee first thing in the morning, not during the day. Also, I don't have Netflix. And even though I'm probably one of the most prolific uploaders to YouTube, I don't watch any YouTube. Only last movies I watched were probably like the Pharrell Lego movie. Besides that, like, no media. I don't even have Spotify. I canceled my Spotify like a decade ago. And I'm probably the only millennial, you know, that I don't even own a pair of AirPods. I've never tried a Molly. I've never done White Girl, Cocaina. I've never tried none of this stuff. Like, I don't like techno, rave, EDM music. I've never been to a electric dance party thing in my life. I've only been to one concert in my life by myself. The Yeezus concert, I think 2013, the Oakland Coliseum Center. And like, I'm such a big gay fan that I just went by myself. Had a lot of fun. I'm like the only person there like not wearing Yeezys, right? And I'm like my Vibram five finger shoes. But anyways, so Sesudai chunam kamai. Okay, akun. So anyways, as a consequence, people's like, is there a Kim on drugs? I'm like, I didn't even drink alcohol, bro. I don't even like touch the weed and watch Netflix. I don't even watch the PR0N. Like, I quit the prawn like what, 8 years ago? Once again, not because I'm a good person, but my personal thought is, if you rub it out, that's like energy suicide. Assuming you want to hit 1 rep max PRs all the time, you want to conserve your spunk. I don't even have Google Chrome, so like, ain't no Google incognitos for me, and I use everything on my iPad. No more torrenting. I mean, torrenting I think is fine. It's just like, there's too many distractions. All I do care for now is, my son Seneca, Cindy, walking around, vlogging, thinking about Bitcoin, MSTR, weightlifting, and that's pretty much it. Recently with AI, it's interesting because, yes, the hallucination phenomenon is definitely real. If you queried it enough times, it'll start just making up weird stuff, which is fine. But as long as you as an expert on yourself, it's okay. So what is one to do about it? First and foremost, don't trust anything you see on the internet. Like, don't even trust me. Trust nobody but yourself. Don't even trust yourself because, like, once again, you ChatGPT pull something big enough. It becomes like this, like, I call it like information human centipede. You feed it information and then it like ejects information, ingests it in. Input, output, like this like snake that's eating its own tail kind of vibes. And I mean, it's still kind of fun. Like, I think the reason why I encourage everyone, this is the hack, it's very simple. You buy ChatGPT Pros, $200, right? And then you cancel it immediately and the subscription thing is on your iPhone, iPad, whatever, right? And you just play with it for a month. If you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, you don't have to keep doing it, right? And so this becomes an effective strategy because, not everyone could afford a Lambo, but everyone could afford a $200 steroids for your mind, ChatGPT Pro Max. And the O3 model is like pretty phenomenal. Deep research mode is pretty cool too. And so Michael Saylor has this analogy, just like churning the silicon, right? And so the more you churn the silicon, the better. Grok sucks. I mean, I think, OpenAI ChatGPT was essentially kickstarted, fundraised by Elon. So Sam Altman seems like not super trustworthy person in my opinion, but effing c'est la vie, right? So as a consequence, there's no second best AI, is ChatGPT or nothing. So when people say AI, they mean to say ChatGPT. It's kind of like Kleenex, right? like there's no second best. There's no second best after a Rolls Royce or, you know, Bitcoin. There's no second best, right? And also the what you guys have to understand too, after MSTR, there's no second best stock. The only thing better than MSTR is more MSTR, which is like MSTU or MSTX, which is 2x lever long strategy. And, you know, but ultimately, once again, like whatever you decide to do, it's your own personal ethics, aesthetics, morals, personality, your philosophies. What's interesting is that, like, I think my thought about the Bitcoin treasury companies, there's essentially only two names in the game. It's essentially MSTR strategy in the States, Metaplanet in Japan. Japan's such an interesting case. The reason why it's doing so well there, I think the Japanese ticker, Hiroki, you watching this? 3350. You can also buy in the States, MTPLF or something. Also in Germany, Das hat zu gut gemacht. Oliver, get on that. Oliver Krums. And all my German Bitcoin togs. So the reason why Metaplanet is doing so incredibly well in Japan is because several things. One, Japan has tons of capital. It's like one of the biggest, like the average family has like $100,000 worth of yen just like stuffed under the mattress. Shout out to Bellamy Hunt. The second thing is the tax thing. So I think in Japan, if you sell Bitcoin, you have to pay like a 60% capital gains tax or something crazy like that. And so Metaplanet becomes an insanely efficient way to reap the gains of Bitcoin without actually the capital gains of Bitcoin. Third is, I think also the way that most Japanese corporation stocks works, right, is that it's very, very easy for the average Japanese citizen to just buy a stock. So if you just buy a bunch of 3350 Metaplanet, your money's gonna go up like a trillion X. And also Japan's interesting too because it seems like the moving strike warrant, shout out to at Dylan LeClaire, he's like essentially the baby sailor of Asia. The way it works is you can't, you know, do a at the market offering like you can in the States, but they have their own version. And so that also makes it very efficient to buy Bitcoins. So my thought is, like, you know, Batman and Robin, right? So Michael Saylor is like Batman. Simon is like Robin in the sidecar. I mean, both is good. And you know, I think all the Bitcoin treasury companies, like, it's kind of interesting. Like, StarCraft's analogy for us StarCraft nerds, right? So you know the carrier has arrived. So you got the carrier, and you have all the interceptors around it, right? And then, like, it's good. Or, you know, you the battle cruiser, and you have the Yamato gun, right? And so, ultimately, the corporation, the entity, or the Bitcoin mothership, spaceship, battleship, Galactica, you know, things shall win. So, if we're going off planet, right, I'll probably want to go on the Bitcoin mothership with 1 million Bitcoins, you know, strategy in the next, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, rather than being in the speed cruiser Metaplanet that is probably going to be like really high velocity, with like maybe like, I mean, I think Metaplanet could get like maybe let's say a quarter of the Bitcoin of a strategy. So let's say, you know, MSTR has 1 million, 2 million Bitcoins, and the Metaplanet has like 250,000 or 500,000, or maybe one day 1 million, right? But still, like, you want the thing with the most Bitcoins. And the reason why this becomes interesting is because all of the new rules of financial physics is totally rewritten. It's like the new Newton's law of like physics, right? So as a consequence, all the old financial models are no longer useful. It's kind of like you're still in MS-DOS mode when we have like the freaking, you know, iPad Pro M4 chip iOS out there, or like fiber speed internet, giga speed, when you still have like a 28.8k modem, right? So you gotta, you know, upgrade your data cables. So anyways, the brave new world of AI, chat, etc. I mean, honestly, the name of the game is just follow your own auto-telic interests. Auto-telic means self-interested, or you do it for the sake of it, right? So for me, my number one interesting thing, 498 kilogram rack pool, 6.65x body weight lift, 502 kilograms loading. The primary interest is just like curiosity, and also I do it for the Zen. And so yeah, essentially, think first principles, you know, steer clear of the interwebs, create your own legend.